Okay, we are rolling. Rachel, we've come out of the office again. It's not as sunny as it was. What's going wrong?
I think summer is finished. Normally we sit outside and it's beautiful in the garden, and today it is peeing it down with rain and we're sheltering under the overhang.
It is. Was that our summer? Is that the summer gone?
Yeah, it is. Oh, I've come back from holiday and that's it. We're done now.
Oh dear, right. Okay, well the good news is we've got another podcast, obviously, because that's why we're here. And also we are right in the middle of team announcements at the moment. So as we speak right now, we haven't announced any teams, but by the time this goes out, the Power Equestrian Dressage team will be out, won't it? It's very exciting.
And, you know, depending on how quickly you listen to this, some of the others may be out. But we like to think that you all turn this on as soon as it downloads in your inboxes, so therefore only the Power one has come out.
Yeah, okay. So, and it's a very exciting team as well. It's a blend of, well, obviously Sophie Wells has a huge amount of experience at championships. But the other three, this is going to be their first time, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's their first one. So it's quite an exciting team. We're going to see some combinations on the world stage that maybe people haven't seen yet before. So we've got Nikki Greenhill with Betty Boo. We've got Georgia Wilson and Midnight. And Mari Durwood-Ackhurst with Skye O'Hara.
Excellent. So that's going to be the team. You'll know this. It feels weird saying this now because we haven't announced this yet.
No.
But by the time this comes out, you'll know this already. So because we knew that these announcements were coming up, we wanted to make sure that we spoke to our para team beforehand. And you caught up with them at Hartbury?
I did, at the Hartbury Festival of Dressage a few weeks ago. So this was before even the nominated entries had come out, so I had to use my kind of Mystic Meg genie powers and put some guesswork into who would be on the team, and luckily it just so happened that two of them are.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so who are we going to hear from now?
So we've got the real cross spectrum here. We've got Sophie Wells, who obviously has won oodles and oodles of medals for us at various Paralympics, World Games, Europeans, and we've also got Mari, who is going to her first championships.
So exciting for her, isn't it? Yeah.
Really, really exciting.
Excellent. Okay. Right, well, let's hear from both of those riders.
So tell me, Mari, how did you get into doing para dressage?
So I started it with the riding for the disabled when I was a lot younger, just for fun, as it was suggested as therapy. And then when I was 11, I got a talent spotted, and it's kind of spiralled on from there.
And did you have any kind of para dressage riders you looked up to? Did you watch the Paralympics before you got talent spotted?
Yeah, so I've always really been inspired by Helen Kearney, who's a grade one who rides for Ireland. She's got a similar sort of condition to me, and she's always there to sort of help me, and watching her at London inspired me to want to be at the next Paralympics.
And tell me a bit about your horse.
So I've actually got two, but the one that I've got at Hartbury is Skye O'Hara, who's on loan from Gresney Owen. I was only going to have him for 1 year, but 7 years later he's still with us. He's a superstar. He was an eventer, then he did a bit of able body dressage, and now he's a para horse, and he just loves it. He walks in his test and he just loves it. He goes in, his ears are pricked, and he does the job.
So he's a bit of a showman then?
Yeah, that's Skye.
And what's he like to have at home?
Yeah, he's really easy. Like, he can be a bit grumpy, but apart from that, he's really easy to do. He's really settled. He just eats his hay, drinks his water, goes out in the field, puts his head down. Yeah, he's quite chilled out.
We've got the Union National Anthem going on behind us because Gareth Hughes has just won the pre-St George class. So have you had a good time at Hartbury?
Yeah, so it's been really good. The team and individual, we came second to a Brazilian rider. And then today we've just won the freestyle by over 2%.
Oh, brilliant. Well done, you guys. And what are your ambitions for the future?
So currently I'm hoping that I'll be selected to represent Great Britain at the European Championships. We find out next week, so everything crossed. And then after that it will move on to Tokyo with my other horse, Bear. So he's 18'2", so he's a giant.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty massive.
And he's quite young, he's 10, so my aims are to take him to Kiso in October and then start going towards Tokyo.
Oh, brilliant. Well, good luck with that. And I've got one last question for you. And it's a slightly odd one, but this is Matt's favourite question, so I have to ask everyone. What's your favourite music to listen to when you're on the way to a competition? Is there any songs or artists that kind of get you in the competition mindset?
I really like Disney, but my music's Beauty and the Beast, so I'm quite often listening to that. I quite like We Are the Champions.
That's a classic one, I think.
Yeah. And then my trainer always says we've got the theme tune, The Eye of the Tiger.
And who is your trainer?
So I'm trained by Rob Wayne.
And what's the best piece of advice that Rob's given you?
Basically, just to go and do it. And what really matters is what we think, because with dressage, it's so subjective. So as long as we come out and we're really happy, that's what matters.
Brilliant. Yeah, I think that's a good thing to stick by when you're competing. Well, thank you very much, Mara. It's been great to talk to you. Sophie, tell me a little bit about how you got into doing paradressage.
So I started riding at a normal riding school. I had the opportunity to swim and do gymnastics, like probably most kids, you know, have a play about that. Was rubbish at those. Liked riding, was really allergic to it, so went away for kind of a few months and then was just drawn back. And then quickly specialised in dressage when I couldn't hold the reins to jump. And then got talent spotted by David Hamer at an under-21s able-bodied talent spotting. Like, miserably failed at the actual talent spotting competition, but he was like, why don't you try paras? And I'd never heard of para dressage before. I mean, this was 2002. That's where it started.
And it's pretty much skyrocketed.
Yeah, it's snowballed. It's David's fault.
We'll blame David.
Yeah, we'll blame David.
I think he did a pretty good shout when we've got all these medals coming in. Let's not talk about that. And you've won a lot of medals for us, haven't you? Do you know how many?
29.
Crikey. And most recently that was at WEG, wasn't it?
WEG, yes. Yeah.
And which horse did you have at Tryon?
I had Sea Facial Attraction. His stable name's George. He's owned by Charlotte Hogg. And yeah, he's such a talented little horse. I feel honoured to be able to ride him and train him. And kind of my quest every day is to not let him down and to kind of show him off at his best, really. So I feel pressure, you know, just riding him every day, really.
And what's he like to have at home? What's his sort of personality like?
He's very grumpy around food and sleeping. He's a typical man. He likes to be left alone. He likes his own space when he's eating and sleeping, but the rest of the time he's very relaxed. He goes out in the field. He's very much a normal horse. He hacks, does pole work. Quite happy, but just loves food. So, you know, if you've got treats, he'll want to talk to you. If you haven't, he's not that interested.
So easy to bribe.
Yeah, very easy to bribe. He got sugar, he is there.
And does that kind of translate into competition? Does he stay the same or does he get a bit sort of...
No, he's quite nervous. He gets quite nervous in competition. Probably only end of last year. No, probably more this year. He's actually started to become a bit more secure in himself. But he's always very spooky, very lucky. But that's just his personality. He's a bit like... boo, it's a ghost, and then he's like, okay, maybe I overreacted. But when he's overreacted in the arena, sometimes it's too late. So,
but I suppose you must have quite a good relationship with him, so if he is having a
I mean, I've had him for 6.5 years now, and I've been fortunate to train him that time and know him quite well, and obviously he knows me, so you know, hopefully he trusts me, and going into those big environments they have to. So,
sort of, obviously we've got the Europeans coming up this year, we've got Tokyo next year. Are your eyes firmly set on those?
I mean, you know, you train to be the best you can be every day, and you go to competitions and you want to show that training, and what will be. I mean, I'll train to be better all the time, so if those opportunities come my way, then obviously I'll be very pleased.
And have you got any kind of tips or tricks to help yourself get in that mindset when you're at big competitions?
I think a lot of it comes down to focusing on yourself and the horse. It's so easy to get outcome focused, and that can distract you, and you think about the judges and the scores and what you want out of it. And then suddenly your process is lost. So yeah, we've worked a lot on since just before Rio, being process driven and thinking about the best that we can do at that time, and then the outcomes look after themselves really, and if they don't, then at least you're content enough with what you've done. So yeah, that's what works for me.
And I know you are also coaching some of the kind of some of the other para riders. Who are you coaching that we might be seeing?
So Georgia Wilson, her horses are based with me at the moment. She's doing really well. She's really done really well here at Hartbury. Izzy Palmer, I've worked with her for 6-7 years now. She first knew about paras by watching London and watching me ride in London, and then we met a few months later and it kind of spiraled from there really. And then Erin Orford has one of my old horses, so I've been helping her recently on him. So yeah, and there's, you know, quite a few other grassroots riders that are doing really well. But
and when you're at somewhere like Hartbury, how do you kind of juggle the competing yourself but also helping those other riders that are here?
Hope that the times help, and just be really organised and have a good team around me to be able to support that and make sure my horses get what they need, and then yeah, hopefully me be able to support the riders to the best I can. But yeah, it's definitely long days and a lot of planning, booking things in advance, and yeah, relying on the support team around me to help that happen as well.
But I suppose those long days are all kind of worth it when it all
goes definitely
to plan.
Yeah
brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Sophie.
No worries, thank you.
So obviously my favourite question is always, what kind of music do you listen to? And Mari listens to Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, well, that's the music she does her freestyle routine to.
And she has it on in the car.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Well, you've got to kind of get yourself in that mindset, haven't you? And get it in your head.
No, I love it. Okay, well, that's our podcast for this week. Obviously, there's going to be tons more. We're going to be doing this every Wednesday. Make sure you check your feed, because every episode is going to drop. How do you get in contact with us?
So if you want to drop us an email, you can do so at podcast@bef.co.uk. We're on Facebook, which is Equestrian Team GBR. We're on Twitter at Team GBR, and I mean, if you want to look at pictures of what we get up to, there's also our Instagram account. We've got some really exciting episodes coming up.
We have, particularly because we've got the Europeans coming. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, so we've got a few in the lineup, and then, Europeans tour diary with all sorts of...
Goodness.
Goodness knows what's coming, because we haven't planned this. We're just going to kind of see what happens as we go.
Absolutely. And more 5-star reviews, please. We love your 5-star reviews. I know this sounds needy, but please, please give us more 5-star reviews. Thank you. It really helps. Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. I think we better go back to actually announcing this team, pushing the button on
it. So busy. Excellent stuff.